regular meeting of the Atlantic Commons Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting on bulletin boards in the harbor office and borough hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Barackia?
Here.
Ms. Hallmeyer?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Krebs?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence. Pledge of allegiance. Administration part, approval of the February 1st, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
So.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Barackia?
Yes.
Ms. Hallmeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krebs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from February 10th, 2022 in the amount of $46,618.51. So.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Barackia?
Yes.
Ms. Hallmeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krebs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from February 24th, 2022 in the amount of $28,594.21. So.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Barackia?
Yes.
Ms. Hallmeyer?
Yeah.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krebs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. The delights of the unfinished business is new business. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, request from Mother Debbie, the Reverend for All Saints Memorial Church, to offer ashes on Ash Wednesday at the dock leading to the C Street Ferry between 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, March 2nd, 2022. And second, was the Henry Hudson Regional School requesting use of the tennis courts for the Spring Boys Varsity Tennis Session.
I'll move to approve.
Second. Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Barackia?
Yes.
Ms. Hallmeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krebs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There's no items on the consent agenda. Committee reports, finance, chair, Mr. Barackia.
Yeah, this month, we're still looking good. Last month, we had a very good year-over-year performance at the beginning of the year. And right now, on operations, we're 15% ahead year-over-year. And then even with an 8% drop in fuel sales versus last year, we're still netting 13%. It's good to start out that way, beginning of the year.
Great.
So.
Leases, Mr. Curry?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have one lease expiring at the end of this month. With Towboat USA, which we would like to discuss in executive session.
Okay.
The next lease, I believe, is expiring in October. That would be the outboard part.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No reports tonight.
Thank you. Operations? Mr. Sutton?
No, other than next month, I will attend all the meetings with my committee, which is Mr. Barackia. And Mr. Bulger, yourself, Bulger, if you want.
Okay, I saw the signs down in the harbor. Okay, hopefully it will. Okay, thank you. Company Marina, Mr. Kraus.
Very important.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Allmeyer.
No report.
Thank you. Administrator, Mr. Ferragina.
No, the only item I have is I went down to the harbor and inspected the towboat building, the external perimeter of it, as well as the interior, along with Mr. Flieger. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont.
Well, no report. I did have the opportunity to Mr. Ferragina regarding the towboat, and probably have some additional discussions in the future on that.
Okay, thank you. Harbor manager, Mr. Flieger.
You all have my report. Just want to let you know I did speak with our insurance carrier, and I do have the estimate for that. It's going to be about $22,000, just so you know. That number is less than the numbers we were getting back in 2019 by a significant amount. They've been very good to us. It is a 13% increase over last year, and that's due to, we have three claims and a market adjustment. So it comes out to, just so you're aware, $22,150. And my suggestion is that we go ahead with them.
And what was that on, though? I'm sorry.
That is on our marine insurance.
Okay.
That covers us for our boats, anybody's boat that gets damaged, the push boat, the lift, anything to do with marine. Okay. That's not insurance. It's anything to do with liability. And it does not cover our buildings and stuff like that. That's all covered by the borough.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that?
What was the premium last year?
Premium last year was $19,645.
What was it in 2019? It was much. Sounds like it was more though.
In 2019, we reported about $28,000.
Yeah, so it's still a huge difference.
And it was a different insurance carrier.
Yeah, a couple of years ago we switched carriers.
Our deductible with the other carrier was $2,500, and this one is $1,000.
And my limited knowledge of the insurance industry, it's a hard period where payments are going up across the board. Maybe Mr. Curry, who's got clients in a number of industries, can even comment on. What do you think, Mike?
No, it's not the school.
I've been having going back and forth with On the Deck and Sissies, just so you're aware. Mr. Smith has been down there numerous times waiting for the contractor from On the Deck to show up. Twice they've stood him up, and he's kept his cool, and he's been trying to work with them, and tonight they showed up, and tomorrow they're supposed to go back and finish up the work at Sussex. Just want you to be aware of that, okay? There's been a lot of back and forth between me and him and me and Nick, so Nick knows the work's got to be done, and contractor gave us his excuses. As far as I'm concerned, I just want it done. Okay? Dump truck, I'm having the dump body repaired. $1,800 worth versus a $40,000 or $50,000 truck, I'll pay the $1,800 first. That is for the dump of the truck. Sometimes the borough uses that for a salt truck, so we have a lot of rot in the bed. So what we're going to do is build a shell out of steel, and then it's going to be welded inside the bed. So it'll have a brand new bed, and we should get a few years out of it. So, Pier 4 T-head, we have the transition plate repaired, and that will be replaced by our guys. I got that repaired for $695. So, big difference over $1,800 and $1,900 to have it done. New signs are in. We will move that one for the beach and the fishing pier over to, which is the spot I wanted in originally, but they thought it would be in the way of the lift as they're trying to move the boats. But because it's in a bucket, we can just move it. Yeah. You'll never see it. Yeah. Okay. The sliding glass door in the security shed went bad. The track went bad. It broke. So we bought a new door, put that in. We're waiting for the other door to come in for the other side because that's about to go as well. So you guys have to remember your harbor is 10 or 11 years old. It's in a saltwater environment. And these things that are new after Sandy are now at their end of life. So I'm trying to repair things as reasonably as possible so that we don't have to keep dealing with this stuff. And that's pretty much it, unless you have a question for me.
I just have a question as formally as far as the insurance that you're interested in. Do we have to make a motion?
No.
And prove that?
No.
Okay.
I just want you to be aware.
All right. I appreciate it.
I have a question, too. On the towboat building, the list of items, how are we doing? I was hoping that we could set up an in-person meeting up, because it seems to be...
We got today with Smitty, me, and Rob. There is a water issue there.
All right.
And all I'm going to say is what Mr. DuPont said, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
And I'll give you my recommendation.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Before I get to the public section, I'd like to just say a few words. We lost one of our long-term tenants recently, Mr. Bernie Sweeney at the Shore Casino, and I'm sure everyone in this room, I know everyone in this room has dealt with Bernie at one time or another, and is a great guy. He was a great asset to Atlantic Islands, great human being, and he's going to be sorely missed. So I just wanted to acknowledge his passing and everybody think about him and his family. Thank you.
Tom, before you get to the public portion, I'd just like to fill in everybody with what's happening on the fishing front.
Okay, good.
Since it's so significant to many of our tenants. Today's March 1st. The estuary season for striped bass opens. I don't anticipate many people are fishing, and the boats aren't in the water. The New Jersey Fisheries Commission meeting scheduled for this Thursday to address fluke and sea bass regulations for this year was postponed, so we won't know what that's going to be until April. The anticipation is that fluke will be the same, although there's something on the fluke horizon that I'll talk about in a second. On sea bass, the federal government came down with a bizarre restriction since there seems to be more sea bass than anybody has ever seen in decades, have insisted on a 20% quota reduction. So that will affect our people who fish for sea bass, primarily head boats. When they fish before and after the fluke season. Fluke, there might be some good news in 2023. There's talk about increasing the quota at long last for recreational. Actually, what they would be doing is switching a portion of the commercial quota to recreational. Tom talked about losing the owner of one of our recent tenants, but we also lost not through death, but through retirement, a headboat lease. The Sea Hunter has retired, moved his boat away, had a potential sale to somebody in Montauk, That fell through. The boat is, my understanding, is up in Staten Island. I don't know whether anybody will pick it up and try to bring it back to Atlantic Islands. And we're down to 4 head boats in Atlantic Islands. Not too long ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, we had 8. So we're 50%. And I think the annual revenue on the head boats is $27,500, I think, is roughly the number. So, you know, that's $100,000 off.
I know we advertised the last couple of years on that, and I spoke to somebody actually in Belmar today, and it's just not a lot of people going into the business anymore. I mean, they don't have opportunities, it doesn't seem.
Even if you look at the 4 that we still have, I think that 3 of the 4 captains are in my age category. To be polite.
Wow, that's true.
And you know, Belmar is down about probably the same percentage, and Point Pleasant is down about the same percentage. And a couple of years ago, we actually enticed one of the Sheepshead Bay, I forget the name of the boat. The Sheepshead Bay is down, but one of the Sheepshead Bay captains came over for a few years here. Which was, you know, good for us. So it's something to keep in mind. Those are expensive slips, and maybe there are other alternatives eventually that we can put in there if the fishing doesn't
in that happen. Area. I thank you, Mr. Krause. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. The public portion. We'll open it up to anybody in the audience that would like to say a few words. Just stand up, say your name and address. Mark, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, Mark Fisher, I'm with the this is for the finance committee, I guess. I was wondering what the year-end contribution to the harbor to the general fund will be for 2021. Last year, I think it was $1.1 million.
We have to discuss that, but I'm planning to make it the same. Yeah, but we have to discuss it, right? So,
yeah.
My wish, but not a decision.
So it hasn't been decided on yet, it sounds like, right, Mr. Fisher?
This is coming out of the last council meeting. And it has to do with the olive tree parking lot, Mr. Burkin, that you tell about with this. I know there was a question as to whether any portion of the olive tree parking lot was purchased for open space at some point over the years. I don't know how to research that, but it would seem to be a parking lot would not be, but stranded things would happen.
Open space or green acres? I think the question at the council meeting was, if that lot, the Holly Tree, was purchased from with Green Acres, yeah, which we're looking into, and we hope to have an answer for the next council meeting.
I may be able to help with that if you'd like. That was actually owned by the borough. That was our sewer treatment plant. That entire property, where the pump house is, where the parking lot is, that was all a sewer treatment plant back in the 70s and early 80s before they were asked to rebuild it. By the DEP, they had to remove it, it was falling apart, and the DEP would not allow them to put that back there. So, you may want to speak to previous administrations that know about that. I'll give you names.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then the last thing is, and this was also as a result of the mortgage change that's hopefully coming about, the C Street parking graphics for lot number 2 includes the Holly Tree lot, family center lot. And if this ordinance passes, like obviously, we don't want to give the impression to the third community that it is part of their parking cachet. So, can anyone? So, what would be the first decision, Mr. Douglas, if they had changed on their website? Right now, I looked at it, it's still It's still not working.
Is it reflected in a map or in Word?
Yeah, it's a Google Maps shot, and they have outlined four different parking lots.
Yeah.
The harbor, the Cessna's lot, and then the two Giuliani lots. The Cessna's lot is lot two.
Right.
And the graphic has a yellow line around not only the Cessna's lot, but also the Olive Tree lot around the skate park.
Okay, so the perception, if somebody looks at it, is that that whole second segment is part of, okay.
So this ordinance passed, well, either way, whether it passed or not, it's still
incorrect.
It's still incorrect.
Yeah. You know what, if you could, Mark, if you could do me a favor, connect with me in the next couple days.
I'll send you the graphic.
Exactly, that's what I was going to ask for, right. So then I can connect with Mr. Bevins and see if we can change that. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you,
Mr. Fisher. Anyone else? Yes.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Emily Smith, 11-6000. I know most of you. I've been liaison from the yacht club for 10 years. So I thought I'd tell you a little something about what's going on here. We have a new renovation. It's going to come up January 1. It really looks fantastic. We are recruiting new members. If anybody would be interested, please send them my way. And we have a new chef. It's just spectacular. So, I just, this is one of your great tenants, and I'd like it if you come down and let us show you around. Thank you.
Thank you. I was up there about 2 weeks ago. It looks really good. I like the ceilings that you did. It really looks good.
Yeah.
Okay, this time we're going to have to go into executive session. I'll need a moment. I want to close the public portion. Thank you. And I need a motion to go into executive session.
So, and again, the purpose of executive session is for contract negotiation and litigation. There being no action taken following the conclusion of the executive session.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Olander?
Ms. Olander?
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sly?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to open up the meeting to the public.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to make anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Wow, that was hard, that last couple of
aye.
Months.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.